From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and we begin this hour with the death of a dictator. Men in the Libyan city of Sirte jostled around the body of Muammar Gaddafi, lying shirtless and bloodied on the ground.
Soon after that shaky video was broadcast on Al Jazeera, came confirmation that Gaddafi had been captured and killed. He ruled Libya for 42 years, a regime of extreme brutality.
We will announce to the world, that Muammar Gaddafi has been killed.
That announcement came from Libya's Transitional National Council. Celebration erupted in Tripoli, and here in Washington, D.C., President Obama said this is a momentous day in the history of Libya.
The dark shadow of tyranny has been lifted, and with this enormous promise, the Libyan people now have a great responsibility to build an inclusive and tolerant and democratic Libya that stands as the ultimate rebuke to Gaddafi's dictatorship.
The circumstances of the Libyan leader's death remain unclear. We know there was heavy fighting in Sirte, Gaddafi's hometown and stronghold. Video has circulated of him captured alive but injured, and leaders of the new Libyan government say he was shot and killed in a gun battle between his captors and his supporters.
Gaddafi's body was taken from Sirte to the city of Misrata, and that's where we've reached freelance reporter Maureen Olivizi. Maureen, I gather you just saw the body of Muammar Gaddafi.
The bodies of both Muammar Gaddafi and his son, Muhtasim Gaddafi, has been brought to an individual house about 15 minutes drive from the center of Misrata. It's really unclear how he ended up there. It's been very difficult to locate him exactly. There were several rumors about his location, but we just saw him in the main hallway of that private house. His body is laying on a mattress. There are people around trying to take pictures with him. It's clear that he was injured at the chest. He received several gunshots at the chest. He's laying there just with pants on, and again, people crowding around trying to get a picture of themselves with the dead body of Muammar Gaddafi.
And the people who are crowding around, Maureen, these are people who live in Misrata. These are fighters.
These are all people from Misrata. A lot of them have been fighting. People in Misrata, it has a specific meaning to them that the body was brought here because, as one of the Misrati here told me, they've been waiting for that moment for so long, and the town has suffered so much through the Libyan Revolution. One person was telling me he couldn't wait to get a picture with Muammar Gaddafi so that he can show his mom, because he lost two brothers in the siege of Misrata, and that would mean a lot to his mother to see for herself the dead body of Muammar Gaddafi. So there's a sense of closure, it feels like it, for a lot of people here. For who, the death of Muammar Gaddafi marks the end of those 8 months, the end of the Libyan Revolution.
I've been talking with freelance reporter Maureen Olivizi. She's in the Libyan city of Misrata, where the body of Muammar Gaddafi was taken today. Maureen, thank you very much.
You're welcome.